Do you think that Christians are kind of boring and bland people overall? Why don't we have more joy? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. A lot of Christians, and myself included, don't seem to have a lot of joy, or at least not all the time. I mean, just like anyone else, we get stressed out, worried about the future, or anxious about what other people think of us. But that doesn't have to be true for you. If you're a Christian, God offers you the joy of the Lord. So what is it, and how can you live in it? Let's talk about that in today's story, Joy by Anna Johnson. Rejoice, delight, jubilation, glee, ebullience, exhilaration. All of these words mean to have joy. Not only are there lists of words about joy, but there are also hundreds of Bible verses about joy. Yet, so often, we overlook or even avoid the joy of the Lord. Instead, we should be asking, how can we receive this joy? How can we live in the blessing of joy? In Romans 5, Paul tells us the reason for our joy. He says, "For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God." As Christians, we have received freedom in Jesus Christ. By dying on the cross and rising from the grave, he set us free from sin. If the Lord of heaven's armies has set us free, why shouldn't we praise him? Why should we isolate ourselves from freedom and joy? Psalm 47:1 says, "Shout to God with joyful praise." It literally says to shout with joy. The Lord has given us this gift to live in never-ending joy. And Psalm 16:11 says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." If you don't know how to receive joy, I have one word to help you receive the fullness of God's beautiful gift of joy. Prayer. In Romans 12:12, Paul says, "Rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying." Pray for joy. Pray that the Lord will overwhelm you with his joy. The Lord Jesus is faithful to guide us into his gift of joy, help us live in his joy, and teach us that even in the valley, he will be there to overwhelm us with the joy of his loving presence. So, what does this story make you think of? God himself is joyful, and he invites us to share in his joy, like in Matthew 25 and Hebrews 12. In fact, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, which means the Holy Spirit produces it in us, Galatians 5. Therefore, as Christians, we can always choose to rejoice, remembering the Lord's goodness even in the hardest circumstances. Have you ever experienced the joy of the Lord? And what was that like? Now, there's a bunch of Bible references in today's discussion section, so check them out in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org for today's devotion. Now, you and I can read what Jesus said in John 15:11. "I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow." I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalms 16:9-11 in chapter 94:17-19, and John 15:1-12 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devotions in audio and written format, and it's perfect, you know, when you're busy with life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses. So search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how we can get tricked into making the same mistake ancient Israel made over and over again. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.